this week's parasha, Parashas Balak, we have one of the most famous psukim in the entire Torah, a pasuk that we're very familiar with, and most of us, I'm sure, say it every day. And that is, Matovu Ohalach Yaakov Mishkanosech Yisrael. So Rashi tells us, what's the Ohalach referring to? Ohalach is referring to the Mishkan Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdosh. That what? That when they're built, you bring korbanos and you have kapara. Mishkanosecha is referring to after they were destroyed, after the dwelling places, which dwelling places? Again, Mishkan Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdosh. Afkshen Charevim, even after they're destroyed, because their place is a security for Klal Yisrael, and their churban, their destruction, is a kapara on the Jewish people. So, if you look back at the pasuk, it says, Olecha is Yaakov. And Mishkanosecha, after the destruction, is Yisrael. And we know from Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov Avinu fights with the Saro Shel Esav, right? And why was he called? Why was Yaakov now called Yisrael? Because the pasuk tells us, "Lo yomer od shimcha Yaakov el Yisrael," right? "Ki sorisa im elokim v'manoshim v'tuchal," which means Yaakov represents struggle. Yaakov represents grabbing onto the heel of Esav, and Yisrael represents victory. So why is it that Yaakov, which is struggle, is connected with the Beis HaMikdash when it's around? Yet Yisrael is connected to after the Churban. It should be the exact opposite. So the Sifzei Tzadik says up Hiderach Drush, the idea is as follows. There's no question about it. That there's a certain greatness of serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Beis HaMikdash. However, without the Beis HaMikdash, let me read to you his words. Ki achin kayom hinu b'madreg gvo yoser. We're on a higher level. That even though we don't have the physical Shechina with us, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash to tap into, yet we're still serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that in and of itself is a higher madrega. And therefore, what you see is that even though there's no question about it, now we're farther away from the Shechina, and it's more of a challenge. But the idea of Lefum Tzara Agra, when a person is able to, even without a Beis HaMikdash, serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's called Yisrael. That's called the Zman of Yisrael, because it's more beloved to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. No matter how far we are, we're still serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a tremendous madrega. And this is, I think, a big contrast to the words of Yoshua. Yoshua tells us that they never recovered, the Jewish people never became pure again from the sin of Baal Peor. Now, what was so bad about Baal Peor? The sin of Baal Peor was because to defecate by the Avodah Zarah shows that you're so far away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have no relationship, and you're just disgusting. You're totally out of it. And you're totally disconnected. Yet the whole idea of Yisrael is that even if we're not with the Kodesh Baruch Hu by the Beis HaMikdash, even if we're not, the Shechina is not as tangible as it could be, nevertheless, we're still Kodosh. We're still holy. We can still serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's a tremendous lesson. We can't go ahead and become totally disgusting and defecate and physically expose ourselves. No. Even when we don't have the Shechina, we still have to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we do, it's on a higher level than in certain ways than when we have the Beis HaMikdash. Now, I just want to make it clear that obviously we're working back towards the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. We want the Beis HaMikdash. And obviously there's a certain level of greatness there as well. But I would say that what we're saying is that we shouldn't think that, when we have the Beis HaMikdash, that's when we're Yisrael. When we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, then we're Yaakov, then we're struggling. No, it's the exact opposite. When we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and we still serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're on the level of Yisrael. And when we, basically, when we accomplish in the state of Yisrael, when it's a struggle, and then we reach the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, that's going to be the ultimate. Because it was founded upon our hard work when it was challenging. Later on in the parasha, in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Tes, it says, "Kara Shachav Ka'ari, Uklavim Yikumenu." What does it mean? He crouched and he lied and he ate like a lion. And Uklavim Yikumenu, it's like a question. Right? Like an awesome lion, who can stand him up? Meaning, he stands up on his own, as I believe the Maharsha explains. The Yisod is, when does a person reach greatness? Daf when he comes from a place of lying down, when he was a place of lowness. Daf when it was hard. And this is the whole Yisod. Lefum Tzara Agra. Sheva Yipol Tzad Vekom. According to the level of difficulty, that's how you're rewarded. Fall 7 times and get up, that's how you become a tzaddik. So the whole idea of Mishkanosecha Yaakov, Matovu Oholecha Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael, is that even after the Churban, a Jew can reach the highest levels, he can reach the levels of Yisrael. No matter how far we are, we can still, any, and this is the Yisod, any movement in, towards Dveikus B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clinging and connecting more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is so valuable in our generation post Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's invaluable. It's incalculable. Because even under duress, to go and cling to Hashem, it's a tremendous madrigo that can't be paralleled with having the Beis HaMikdash. There's another Yisod that I believe connects to this as well. And that is, based on the Sichas Musar of Chaim Shulevitz, the Kvodo Shel Adam, the honor of a person is so great. How so? Bilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with Bilam in a beautiful way. Rashi tells us, Hashem says to Bilam in the beginning of the parasha, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Elokim El Bilam, Lo Selchi Mohem, you're not allowed to go with them, and Lo Sa'or Sa'am, Ki Baruch Hu. You can't go with them, and you can't curse them. So, when Bilam reports that back to the people that came to get him, so he says, "Lahalachim Mochem." Says Rashi, "Elo Imsarim Gedolim Mikem." Hakadosh Baruch Hu told me I can't go with people that like you. I have to go to greater people. Says Rashi, not Rashi. Says Or HaChaim, the pasuk two pesukim later, pasuk Tess. I'm sorry, a few pesukim earlier, pasuk Tess. Vayomer Elokim El Bilam, Vayomer Miha Anoshim Ha'Elimach. Who are these people? Says the Or HaChaim, Hakadosh, Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yichay Anoshim Elu Ruyos Lios Imcha. Are these people fit to be with you? Shechnasta otam lechadercha v'hamiyuchat lecha? To your special room? Hiyakper HaKadosh Baruch Hu kovod Bilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful to honor Bilam. Like we see as well later on, Rashi tells us in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, right? Oscho harakti v'oso hachiesi. That the Malach says, I would have killed you and I would have let her live. Who's her? The donkey. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an amazing thing. He killed a donkey. Now, I would have thought the donkey would have been the greatest Kiddush Hashem. The donkey that told off Bilam, let it be alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had covered for Bilam. As great a Rasha as he was, and we know he was involved in bestiality, as Rashi tells us in Sanhedrin, Bilam ben Beor, Shabbat al Beir, says Rashi, Shabbat al Asono. And as well in the Gemara, on Omid Beis over there in Sanhedrin, V'lo Oed Elish, Ani Oseh Lecha Masa Ishas Belayla. So what do we see? We see an amazing thing from here, that as much of a low life as Bilam was, this is a man who's involved in bestiality. This is a man who's trying to curse the Jewish people. Yet a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if it would have caused him Kiddush Hashem, to have everybody say, oh, this is the donkey that told off Bilam. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevaze a person. There's still a certain level of kavod ha'adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never try to totally embarrass and defile his name, as bad as he was. So I think Chaim Shulevitz is telling us two yisodos, if I'm not mistaken. Number one is that when you see a person who's down, never kick him while he's down, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chodo atzmo, v'halachta b'drachov, we have to go in Hashem's ways. Hashem had every opportunity to make Bilam pay for his terrible sins. Make him pay. Let the donkey walk around. And everybody said, oh, look, this is the one that Bilam had relations with. No, he didn't do that. He killed the donkey. Why? To have kavod for Bilam. So no matter what we see a big Rasha, we still have to have a certain level of respect as a human being for him. But I think there's another message over here. As bad as Bilam was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loved him in a certain way, in so much as he didn't want to embarrass him. And I think that's a tremendous lesson that connects to the first Yisod. No matter how far a person drifts away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how far he is, it doesn't make a difference. He's still beloved to Hashem, and there's always opportunities to reconnect and grow again. And I think that's certainly the idea of this parsha. The Mishkan Osecha Matova Olecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. What does it mean, Mishkan Osecha Yisrael? That even after Churban, you can still reach high levels of Yisrael. This is a tremendous lesson for everybody. Greatness comes from struggle. Greatness comes from challenges. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, we're going to commemorate this coming week, Shiva Sabra Talmud, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But what do we see from here? That even though we don't have the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's still tremendous closeness with Hashem, so much so that when we go ahead now in our generation and do Torah and do mitzvahs, ma'isim chesed, ma'isim tovim, and we act properly, we can reach levels of Yisrael, we can reach levels of closeness and dveikus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. No matter how far we've gone, no matter how close we think we were at one time, and now we're not there anymore as an individual level, it doesn't make a difference. Just because we feel like we've been withdrawn, we're disconnected, the exact opposite is true. If when you're disconnected, you go ahead and you push back and you try to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to work on yourselves, not only is it is it more powerful? It's more beloved, and you'll grow from that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya to learn from the parsha of Balak all these Yisodos, that no matter where you are in life, in your Avodas Hashem, there's always tremendous, tremendous opportunities to grow and to get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great Shabbos.